Welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight and music by Nikolai Kapustin, whose vibrant jazz-influenced music is starting to get the wider audience it deserves, in no small part thanks to people like Frank Dupre, the solo pianist on this album. The music at the beginning of the podcast was from Kapustin's Piano Concerto No. 4, full of propulsive energy. Here's a bit more. Nikolai Kapustin was born in 1937 in eastern Ukraine, then part of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. It was a place that would soon be engulfed in some of the most horrific battles of World War II. As a young child, Kapustin was evacuated to the Kyrgyz city of Tokmak. He started to study piano when he was young and eventually ended up at the Moscow Conservatory. And from that point on, he lived in Moscow. Even before he completed his studies, he was already working as a jazz pianist, arranger, and composer. Here's a bit more of his Piano Concerto No. 4. That was music from Nikolai Kapustin's Piano Concerto No. 4, which he wrote in 1989. He wrote 6 piano concertos as well as 20 piano sonatas, so there's lots more to record and explore. Kapustin never considered himself to be a jazz musician because he was really not interested in improvisation, or at least not interested in doing it himself. However, his music was influenced mightily by jazz and the experience of playing in some of the early Soviet jazz bands. He composed the Concerto for Violin, Piano, and String Orchestra in 2002, music that moves in the direction of symphonic jazz. In this recording, Frank Dupre, the pianist, is joined by violinist Rosanne Philippens and the Württembergisches Kammerorchester Heilbronn. That was from the first movement of Kapustin's Concerto for Violin, Piano, and String Orchestra. Kapustin once wrote, "Sometimes, looking back at decades of my life, I wish I could rewrite my past and make it perfect like the music I compose, but no, our life is like jazz improvisation. It should always be spontaneous, always in movement, and always free." To me, the second movement of his Concerto for Violin, Piano, and String Orchestra feels like a lyrical exploration that could just as easily take place in a concert hall or in a smoky club somewhere, hopefully with a drink in hand. That was from Kapustin's Concerto for Violin, Piano, and String Orchestra. The third piece on this album is his Chamber Symphony, Opus 57, and in many ways, this piece is more like modern classical music, but he still can't resist throwing in some of those jazz harmonies and rhythms. Here is the very beginning of the piece, conducted by Frank Dupre, who is the piano soloist on the rest of the album. Music by Nikolai Kapustin. The liner notes include a short interview with pianist Frank Dupre. In that interview, he says, "There is no dearth of 20th century composers who were inspired by jazz. Gershwin, Bernstein, Ravel, Hindemith, Shostakovich, the list goes on." True, Nikolai Kapustin actually wrote all the music down, but every work sounds like a jazz improvisation along the lines of Art Tatum or even Thelonious Monk. Here's the beginning of the final movement of the Chamber Symphony. We'll be right back. was from Nikolai Kapustin's Chamber Symphony with the Württembergisches Kammerorchester Heilbronn, conducted by Frank Dupré. The album also includes violinist Rosanne Philippens and conductor Case Scaglione. It's on the Capriccio label, catalog number C5437. That's all for this podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.